Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 11th March 2023. Essence: sweet children, settle the accounts of your past sins with knowledge and the power of yoga and accumulate your new account of charity. Become ever healthy and wealthy with the power of yoga. Question: what specialities of the confluence age cannot exist at any time throughout the rest of the cycle? Answer: only after 5,000 years does the lovely, auspicious meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul take place at the confluence age. This is the only time for the children to meet the Father and claim their inheritance. Only at this time does the Father give knowledge for all souls. He becomes the liberator for all. It is only at the confluence age that the sapling of the deity religion is planted. Those who were converted into other religions emerge again. Everyone settles his or her past karmic accounts and returns home. No other age has such specialities. Om Shanti. You must definitely mention the name Supreme Father Shiv. Many people speak of the Supreme Soul, Khuda or God. However, the name of the Father is definitely needed. The name of the Father is Shiv. He is incorporeal. In fact, souls are also incorporeal. They become corporeal when they come here. It is said that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sends the children and the preceptors from there to play their parts. When people speak of God, the Father, none of them has their physical father in their intellects. They are fathers of their children. However, when they say, O Supreme Father, their intellects go upwards. It is the soul that remembers. It is also the soul that remembers his physical father who gives that soul a body. Souls should then remember their original father, but who is he? Who calls him the Father? Why do people ask him for mercy? Everyone knows that he is the father of everyone. However, if everyone is the father, then calling out in that way is not justified. They say that God gave them everything, that God even gave them a child. Therefore, they definitely remember God. They call out, come and purify us, liberate us from this sorrow. So he would definitely take you somewhere. He liberates everyone and takes them to the land of peace or the land of happiness. He comes at the confluence age of each cycle. It isn't that he comes in the middle of a cycle. Only when the play is to end does he come to take everyone back. The Father says, I only come once. I do not have to come again and again. I come once when all souls have become Tamopradhan, because they definitely have to complete their 84 births. If I were to come before that, the cycle of 84 births could not be completed. The cycle has to reach its end. When I have to come, I first have to become the father of the children. Then I also become the teacher and Sadguru. A father gives you birth, a teacher gives you teachings for your livelihood, and a guru is adopted for salvation. Gurus are adopted here. No one in the golden age adopts a guru. There is only the father and teacher there. It isn't that their father also becomes their teacher and teaches them. Their father is separate from their teacher. Here, the one is the father, teacher, and guru. You children have been adopted. You are a mouth-born creation, and you then have to study. So, the Father explains to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. He tells you the knowledge of the whole world cycle and who the main actors and the creator in the drama are. He gives you the news of the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world of how this whole cycle turns and who goes first into the new world. First of all, you children have to know that He is our unlimited Father. Even this Brahma says, "My father is Shiv." Brahma is the son of Shiv. Shiv Baba says, "This Brahma too is a child. I have to enter him, and so I have adopted him. Originally, his name was Lekhraj, and I then named him Brahma. I made him belong to me." People say, "Baba, Baba," but without knowing him. They go in front of an image of Shiv, but they have no deep understanding in their hearts that he is their father. When someone sees a photograph of his physical father, he would instantly say that he is his father. This doesn't come out so deeply from their hearts when they are in front of an image of Shiv. Although they consider him to be God, they don't say it from deep within that he is their father. They simply give him salutations according to the systems of devotion. It doesn't enter their intellects what attainment they receive from him. The father sits here and explains this. He gives you many points in order to instill faith in you, but children forget. This knowledge is for those of all religions. Whether someone is in the military or is a civilian, this knowledge is for everyone. You children know that Shiv Baba is your father, teacher, and Sadguru. This is our very old meeting. He has come after 5,000 years. This is called the lovely, auspicious meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and meets all souls. It is only at this time that he becomes everyone's liberator. Not everyone will take these teachings. Only those who are to become deities will take these teachings. The human world tree is so big. The sapling is taken from it. Nowadays, the government plants many different types of sapling. Baba also plants saplings, and then those who belong to this clan emerge. The saplings are planted of only those who belong to the deity clan and this foundation. You originally belong to the deity religion. The saplings of other religions will then also be planted. Those who have been converted will emerge. Such a variety of Muslims and Parsis, etc., come here. Only the saplings of our deity tree will continue to be planted. You children now understand in a practical way that only that one father is our father, teacher, and Sadguru. People say that their father gave them birth and that such and such a teacher taught them. Then, towards the end, they adopt a guru. Some don't even have gurus. Everyone has his or her own beliefs. They definitely remember someone or other. They remember their father or their friends and relatives. You now have to forget having remembrance of everyone else and only remember the one father. He is the true father, the true teacher, and the Sadguru. He is the one who establishes the land of truth. He tells you the history and geography of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world cycle. We have become spinners of the discus of self-realization, and so we definitely have to remember the cycle. You know how the world cycle turns from the beginning to the end. It is only at the confluence age of the cycle that you know this. No one can know this in the middle of the cycle. The Father teaches you every cycle at the confluence age of the cycle. No one else can explain to you the secrets of the history and geography of the world. Only the Father can explain these things to you. You become spinners of the discus of self-realization through the Father, and you then become the kings who rule the globe. There, this knowledge will have disappeared. When the play ends, the part that the soul has recorded in him will begin in the kingdom. At this time, your parts are those of studying. Baba's coming and teaching knowledge to the children, enabling them to claim a high status, is Baba's part at the present time. Once you have attained your status, everything will be over and the knowledge of the world cycle will then disappear. No human being has any knowledge of this world cycle. Sannyasis don't even believe in the cycle. On seeing the picture of the tree, they say that that is just our imagination. Therefore, you children also have to imbibe this. If you don't have accurate yoga, you are not able to imbibe this and your intellects won't be able to become pure. It is said, the milk of a lioness can only be kept in a golden vessel. Therefore, you children receive this nectar of knowledge. Only when the vessel changes from iron to gold will you imbibe it. Very good effort is made for this. It is very easy to know the world history and geography, who used to rule in the golden age and for how long they ruled. There is the dynasty. Therefore, it is said that the Deity dynasty ruled for 1250 years. Did they claim their kingdom by battling? No, they received the reward of the efforts they had made at this time. Anyone you explain this whole cycle to will become very happy, even though they may belong to the military. Military people used to come in Delhi. Baba used to ask them, did you hear when the Gita was read that it says, God speaks, those who die on a battlefield will attain me and will become residents of heaven. However, this doesn't mean that simply by reading or listening to the Gita, you can go to heaven. If you want to become a resident of heaven and claim your inheritance from the Father, then remember him and follow Srimad. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge, because it is only now that the gates to heaven are opened. This knowledge is only for the present time. Practice remembering Shiv Baba. The Unlimited Father now tells you, remember me. Instead of those gurus, you now have to remember Shiv Baba. This requires effort. That Father is the Father of all. It is only from him that you can receive your inheritance of heaven. The inheritance of peace and happiness is received from him. This is the time to meet the Father, that is, of receiving your inheritance from him. There was just the one religion in the golden age, and so it is the work of only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, to destroy the innumerable religions and establish the one religion. No one else can do this. Those who study with the Father and study Raj Yoga will go to heaven. You know that it is now the end of the Iron Age. The great war is in front of you. Those who study will also claim a high status. Everyone else will settle their karmic accounts and return home. You now have to settle the account of your sins in a practical way and accumulate your account of charity. The more you stay in knowledge and yoga, the more the accounts of the past will be burnt and your new ones will continue to accumulate. Your lifespan will increase with the power of yoga. You will continue to become ever healthy and wealthy. You receive both with knowledge and yoga. This is a hospital and also a college for you. In fact, this is a true university. A government university shouldn't be called a university. The whole world is called the universe. There is no knowledge for the world in them. All of them are limited. They have created so many limits. In Hindi, a university is called Vishwavidyalaya. Anyone in the whole world can come and study here. It is not like that in those universities. Anyone can come and study here. Only the Creator of the world establishes this university. we also write this. What is the difference between Vidyalaya and a university? One is a Hindi word and the other is an English word. The creator of the world has created this Vishwavidyalaya. It is where the father changes you human beings into deities and makes you into kings of kings. He liberates you. You receive Srimat. However, those who follow devilish dictates don't believe in Srimat. Here, you become so elevated by following this Srimat. You are making Bharat into heaven with your bodies, minds, and wealth, and in an incognito way. Baba too comes here in an incognito way. Sri Krishna cannot be incognito. However, because of not knowing the Father, they have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita, and they have shown the dance of Krishna. The princes and princesses would dance among themselves. The people cannot go there. The Father explains many things. He says, take the wealth of knowledge and continue to donate it. This study is very elevated, and you have to study it sitting in an ordinary way. You cannot sit in the lotus position on a chair. To sit in the lotus position is a royal way to sit. Nevertheless, you can sit in any way. In the golden age, you will have a golden spoon in the mouth. Children have had visions of how aeroplanes filled with gold come. The palaces, etc., are built very quickly. Even now, in Baba's day, look how electricity and cars, etc., have been invented. In the early days, grain was so cheap. So, it would be so cheap in the golden age. Here, a gold coin costs 100 rupees, and there it would be 1 paisa, that is, 1/100th of a rupee. There is so much difference. You receive a kingdom for 21 births by studying for one birth, and so what more could you want? Baba continues to show you methods. If a daughter doesn't take knowledge, her parents have to get her married. If a son doesn't get married, he would be told to earn his own living and then get married. Baba gives you advice about everything. If you want to go to a wedding ceremony, simply accept fruit there and eat it in remembrance of Shiv Baba, and that will then be purified. Acha, to Bab Dada's sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found decoration of the Brahmin clan, the spinners of the discus of self-realization, the lights of the eyes, love, remembrance and good morning. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Donate the wealth of knowledge that you have received from the Father. Study in an incognito way and claim a kingdom for 21 births. 2. Forget having the remembrance of everyone else and remember the one Father in the form of the true Father, the true teacher and the Sadguru. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of all attainments and finish all name and trace of sorrow and peacelessness with spiritual intoxication. To have spiritual intoxication means to see souls and to be soul conscious while walking and moving around. By having this intoxication, you experience having all attainments. Souls who are embodiments of all attainments and have spiritual intoxication have all their sorrow removed. There is then no name or trace of sorrow or peacelessness, because sorrow and peacelessness arise when there is impurity. When there is no impurity, where could sorrow or peacelessness come from? Pure souls automatically have happiness and peace. Slogan: those who are constantly lost in the love of one are free from obstacles. Acha, Om Shanti.